Clayfish told reporters she's not surprised organizers turned in enough signatures to trigger a new election. Opponents collected 200,000 more signatures than required. Clayfish says the election will give her a chance to team up with the governor and tour the state, explaining how effective their plan to limit bargaining rights for public employee unions has been.
If you talk to the mom or the teacher or the dad, people are excited because not only when school kids went back did they have teachers at the fronts of classrooms, not only when people opened their property tax bills did they see their property taxes go down, but people are excited about the direction in which Wisconsin is moving, and we're excited to talk about that.
The lieutenant governor says voters will be faced with a stark contrast once Democrats choose candidates to run against her and the governor.
You know, one group will be handpicked by what we believe to be out-of-state union bosses. And you know that we will stand on our record of reform right here in the state of Wisconsin.
But before any campaign begins, Clayfish says Republican volunteers by the hundreds will be sifting through the recall signatures to weed out phony or duplicate names. Gelman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.